Words, words, words. Curiosities from the realm of English vocabulary brought to you by the SIC School of International Communication. In English, when you go away for a while, you have a confusing choice of words to talk about it. You have travel, you have journey, you have trip, and you have voyage. So in today's episode, we're going to look at these four words, and I'm going to explain to you how you can use them. So let us start with travel. When you use travel as a noun, there's one important thing that I should like you to remember. It is mostly used as an uncountable noun. So you shouldn't say anything like a travel. But how then do I use the noun travel at all? Well, the single most important way of using it, or the single most common way of using the noun travel, is when we talk about our hobbies. I might say, my hobbies are sports and travel. My hobbies are sports and travel. So how about journey then? Journey is a very general term that we use when we talk about the activity of going from one place to another. So, for example, I met her on my journey to Paris last year. Similarly, you might also meet someone at the airport and you might ask him or her, have you had a good journey? Referring to the act of travelling in a relatively generic fashion. When we talk about individual parts of a journey, we use determiners. So we use other adjectives or other words, let me be that general, other words before the noun journey. For instance, you might have something like outward journey. Outward journey means this is the first part of the journey. If I go to Spain, then my outward journey takes me from Germany to Spain. And when I come back, then this will be the return journey, obviously. So outward journey and return journey. If I have a stopover somewhere, then I might refer to the part of the journey which comes after the stopover as my onward journey. So these are three expressions to keep in mind. Outward journey, the German word would be Hinreise. Then you have return journey, Rückreise. And onward journey would be Weiterreise. And onward, well, obviously, it is spelled O-N-W-A-R-D, the word at the end. So we've already said, when I meet someone at the airport, I might ask him or her, have you had a good journey, or have you had a pleasant journey? This is a bit more common in British English than in American. In American, you would ask the same question using trip. Did you have a good trip? However, there is a bit of a difference between journey and trip, as we will now see. So how do I normally use trip? We said that journey is a generic term. So any kind of or any act of traveling can be referred to as a journey. However, a trip is mostly used together with its purpose. So you have things like a holiday trip, a business trip, you have a skiing trip. So all these different expressions show us that a trip is a journey with a purpose. So, and the purpose is normally mentioned together with the noun trip. And that was also, as we've seen, that marks the difference between British and American English, because in British English we're a bit more likely to ask, did you have a good journey, or have you had a good journey, rather than have you had or did you have a good trip. Lastly, there is voyage. So what then is a voyage? Well, actually, we are talking about going to Mars someday. I mean, some people might do that. I don't know if I will live to experience any such voyage ever in my life. And a voyage now, that already shows you, when we talk about outer space, going somewhere out to space, then we would use the term voyage. And another way of using it is for long journeys by sea. This is also voyage. So a voyage to, I don't know, Australia or so, if you go there by ship or by boat. So that was our podcast about travel, journey, trip, and voyage. One thing that I should like you to keep in mind grammatically, or rather, before I talk about that little grammatical thing, let me give you some more collocations. Please don't forget we say to go on a trip or go on a journey, make a journey or have a journey. So these are collocations: go on a trip, go on a journey, have a journey, and make a journey. And the grammatical thing was already included, the preposition that we use when we talk about either trip or journey, or voyage for that matter, is on. So I met her on my journey to Paris last year. Oh, I guess that was it for now. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to us today. And I wish you a pleasant journey wherever you go for your summer holidays. Thank you very much for listening. Bye for now.